Everybody, it's man Big Don coming live now. Another True Players Podcast episode. I'm just bless you guys with another episode on the True Players Podcast. It's been a minute since I've been on the podcast with you guys, but I got a few upcoming episodes that's gonna be shooting live as we speak, posted and all that fun stuff. But let me get the reason why I decided to come on this podcast a little bit prematurely. Because I was going to wait till all the first round of the NBA playoffs to stop. And I decided, you know what, this is too big of a news to hold back. And as we watched the Boston Celtics sweep the Brooklyn Nets, I almost said New Jersey, Brooklyn Nets out of the playoffs 4-0, in which the first two games of the series, the Nets had an opportunity to win the game. Come back home 2-0 and reverse it and then sweep the Celtics. But this is what happened. A blown defensive assignment at the end of the game. Tatum drops a game-winning layup. Game two, the Nets blew a 15-point lead. Okay? Everybody has their opinions about the situation. My opinion is a few things, and I'm probably in the minority to say that it wasn't Kyrie. The reason why they lost wasn't because of Kyrie Irving's fault. You know, Kyrie Irving made a choice not to take a certain inoculation, which is his right as an American citizen, to make his own decisions regarding his body. But apparently the government of New York decided to make a situation out of it, and he stood his ground and, you know, made a stance. And he wasn't making a stance just for himself. He was making a stance for a lot of people who lost their jobs, a lot of people in the healthcare field who lost their jobs because they didn't comply with the inoculation mandate, you know? And I was one of those people, you know what I'm saying? So I can't be too mad at Kyrie for that, you know what I'm saying? He missed a lot of games because of that. But, you know, I'm not going to blame him for that entirely. However, who should you blame for them being swept out of the postseason? Let's talk about a few things that happened. Sean Marks made a trade for Ben Simmons. Got rid of James Harden because apparently James Harden was unhappy with the Brooklyn Nets and what was going on, especially with what was going on with Kyrie Irving not playing. You traded Harden for Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons, all of a sudden, when he's getting close to returning to the court, all of a sudden has back pain. All of a sudden has back pain. This is an indictment on this is if the Nets don't win the championship next year, it's going to be a dramatic failure. This year was a failure, no matter how you slice it. You got KD, you had Kyrie, you got a good squad, you got a good supporting cast that you should have gotten past the Celtics. Hell, you should have made the finals this year, despite all the distractions, despite all the missed games by big players. You still should have been at least in the East Conference Finals. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, just played harder, played together. The Boston Celtics team was together on a united front. Now they get sit back and watch who they're going to face in the second round, which probably most likely going to be the Milwaukee Bucks. I think Giannis is on another level this year, even though he may not win the MVP because you got the Joker and Embiid vying for that MVP. He may not get it this season, but you know, if he does get it, he definitely does deserve it because right now he is the best player in the NBA. Right now, he is the best player in the NBA. Forget about KD. KD seems to be more focused on, you know, going back and forth with Charles Barkley, who called him a bus rider. You know? You left Oklahoma City. This is where all this shit's coming from. Because he left Oklahoma City to a 73-win team in which Oklahoma City had a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference Finals. He should have beaten that 73 win team with Russell Westbrook, but they couldn't get the job done. So he followed the old philosophy: if you can't beat them, join them. And this is where the bus rider connotation started with Charles Barkley. But Charles Barkley has a point, though. The Golden State already won a few championships without KD. KD came in there, just made a great team into an immortal team. You know, they won two chips with KD. You know, and the reason I'm getting on KD because he mentioned something about the New York Knicks, my team. Again, he's gonna make the same mistake that LeBron. He made the same mistake LeBron did in 2010. Had an opportunity to come to a young team, a growing team, with parts that would definitely enable him to win, to be closer to a championship than he is right now. But he decided to go with the glitz camera of Brooklyn. You know, it's still Brooklyn, but it's still the Nets. He brought in Kyrie Irving. They try to get another championship by bringing in Harden last year, and Harden couldn't wait to leave there this year to go to Philadelphia to be with Embiid and Tobias Harris. They're forming their big three over there. The point of the matter is the Nets are a disappointment. They're a disappointment. The past 2 years, disappointing. You can blame it on injuries, you can blame it on all these, anything and everything you want it to be. But this team has been a disappointment since they were put together. This team would all, I'm going to go out and say this straight out. This net team, if they're 100% healthy, even with Ben Simmons, even with James Harden, would not beat the Jason Kidd Nets that went to the finals. They wouldn't beat them in 7 games. They would not. Tonight, right now. And the reason being is I'm going to go out on a whim and say Steve Nash is not the right coach for this team. Yeah, I said it. This team got swept mostly because of the coaching. The two superstars stated that the team, that they didn't need a coach, but the guys around them needed a coach to put them in the right position. Maybe they pulled the trigger on Kenny Atkinson a bit too early, because the year that Kenny Atkinson got fired, KD was rehabbing with his Achilles. He had Kyrie. He had Dinwiddie. He had other players on that team and still got him into a playoff race. Got him into the playoffs. Even though wasn't there to coach it, at least he did his part to get this team into the playoffs. This Nets team had to play a play-in game just to get into the playoffs. You hear me? A team with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And early in the season, that James Harden. That is unequivocally crazy. And why did that happen? In my opinion, this is bad coaching. Steve Nash is not the coach that's not the coach that should be coaching this team. And if I was Sean Marks, I would look into getting a new coach. Let me tell you something. Steve Nash is a Hall of Fame point guard. He's a Hall of Famer player. But as far as a coach, I think he's taking a backseat to his superstars. And I believe that He needs to be the head coach. He needs to be a head coach as if he was a point guard of the Mavericks or the Suns all those years, where he was the unequivocal leader of those teams. To channel that. And he hasn't done that as a head coach. I mean, I'm not telling him he should be fired, but he would need to be replaced. If this team's ever going to go anywhere, they need a legitimate head coach. Maybe you got to look to kick the tires with Mark Jackson as replacing him. Everyone's Mark Jackson in Lakers. Yeah, I get it. I always wanted Mark Jackson to coach his team that he was drafted to, which was the New York Knicks. You know, that's where I want him to be. But, you know, with KD, great player, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. You don't need to go back and forth with Charles Barkley, especially when he got you. He got you. Don't be dissing, you know, Charles Barkley's a great player, Hall of Famer. He went to a NBA Finals with Kevin Johnson, Dan Majerle, and lost to Michael Jordan. Now explain. KD needs to explain to me who did he lose to, was on the level of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. I'll wait. So, as far as that goes, you know what my feeling is, but you know what it is? Big mouths always find somebody to punch them in the mouth and shut them up. 2 years in a row, the Brooklyn Nets, with all the bravado, did a team to beat, did a team of New York, and 2 years in a row got punched right in the goddamn mouth and was sent home. For all that talking, especially from KD. Oh, it's not cool to be a Knick anymore. What you know about being a New York Knick? If you want to know what being a New York Knick is about, you go ask Charles Oakley. Go ask Patrick Ewing. Go ask John Starks. Don't know shit about that. Don't speak on the New York Knicks. Because you could have been on a team that has a future superstar in R.J. Barrett. In all intents and purposes, you got a future point guard in Emmanuel Quickly, and a soon to be. I'm gonna temper my words on a future superstar power forward, but Obi Toppin is coming. He's coming. Did you see his last three games? My man dropped 40 and 35 points. This man is coming. And in all intents and purposes right now, I mentioned on previous podcasts whether or not I would trade for Zion Williamson. Excuse me. I'm on the fence to even trade for Zion Williamson right now as we speak. I don't think I would make that trade. Because by the end of the day, you got to trade for players who are going to be available for almost 95% of the regular season and be available during the playoffs in order for you to go deeper to the playoffs. And Zion Williamson is not that player. Stay with Obi Toppin. If you decide to keep Julius Randle for one more year, Thibs needs to just figure out how to get those two guys on the court together. But you know what? Obi Toppin is a player that needs like a point guard, which he has. He has great chemistry with Emmanuel Quickly, who will get him the ball on the breaks, who will get him the ball on pick and rolls, and get him on lobs for alley-oops. That's what Quickly does. Quickly grew into being a point guard. I just want to, at the end of the season, his play also improved. And you know what the common denominator was as those two players improved during the last few games of the season? Julius Randle was not playing. Remember that. If you're going to make a trade for Donovan Mitchell, if you're going to make a trade for Jalen Brunson, if you're going to make a trade for De'Aaron Fox, one of those big-time point guards, keep Quickly out of the deal. Keep Toppin out of the deal and try to make some moves. Sometimes I guess you have to give up Grimes. I don't want to give up Grimes either, but give up Grimes, give him Randle and one of the draft picks and go from there. That's what I would do. And see what the other team is going to do. I think with Donovan Mitchell, it may take both or even three first-round picks to get him. if you're going to give up just Julius Randle and Grimes. But Grimes is a player too. McBride is a player too. They play great defense. They shoot the ball. Hell, you got to entertain what you're going to do with Derrick Rose next year. You got to entertain that. Now, there's a logjam. There's a logjam for players. There's a logjam for Cam Reddish right now. It's a logjam for Emmanuel Quickley. It's a logjam for Grimes. There's a logjam for McBride. We have to get rid of the old goats and start with the fresh young guns with RJ Barrett leading the way. This is RJ Barrett's team. You know, I wanted to make this podcast about the Knicks. About the Nets. I didn't want to get too much in the Knicks because right now, no matter what you say, I'm sorry to break it down to you, Brooklyn Nets fans. The New York Knicks right now are the more exciting team to look out for, not the Nets. But that could all change if you guys win a chip next year. And this Eastern Conference is not going to get any easier. I saw what Victor Oladipo did to close out. What team they played? I totally forgot the team they played yesterday. They closed out the Hawks yesterday. What he did offensively and defensively against Trae Young. If I was the Knicks, if I was Leon Rose or Worldwide West or Scott Perry, if he's still, I don't know, I think he's not on the team anymore, not the GM anymore. Maybe let's take a look at Victor Oladipo. Bring him on the team. Hell, the Nets could use him. Nets could definitely use Victor Oladipo, but they're too capped out. The people did not understand about the Nets. Had you kept Spencer Dinwiddie, you would not be in this position that you're in right now. A guy who was in Brooklyn, who was the star in Brooklyn before you brought in Kyrie and Durant, who was in the playoffs without those two guys the year before those two guys came onto the team. You see what he's doing with Dallas right now, even without Luka. Without Luka, what are they doing right now? Let me tell you something. The Nets screwed up big time. And they deserve to be right where they are. Home fishing with the New York Knicks. My team, the New York Knicks. But the New York Knicks, the sun's going to shine. The sun's going to rise at Madison Square Garden. As the sun is starting to set on the Brooklyn Nets' opportunity to win a championship. They got one more chance next season. After that, back to the basement where you belong, Brooklyn Nets. This is a New York Knicks city. And you're just playing in New York Knicks city. Still, this should have stayed in Jersey where you had your own identity, but no. When it comes to Brooklyn. But on a serious note, guys, before I end this podcast, because this is a very short podcast. This is a question for your Brooklyn Nets fans. What do you believe the Brooklyn Nets should do to improve their team for next year? I already gave you one option, Victor Oladipo. I'll give you one option already. Looks like the way he played last night against the Hawks, defensively, whole shutting down Trae Young, and then just dropping the scoring and making plays for his teammates without Jimmy Butler, without Kyle Lowry on that team. they were able to close out the Hawks. So that's one move. Another move too. You may need a center. Maybe you could take Mitchell. No, you don't have the money for Mitchell Robinson. Let's kill that noise right there. You're capped out. Do you flirt with Miles Turner in a trade? You have to give up something to get something. Put him on that team with put him on a team with Durant and Kyrie Irving. You got Ben Simmons. You could better trade Ben Simmons. So, because reports are the New York Nets brass is not happy with Ben Simmons right now. Ben Simmons pulled that shit in Philly and got crucified. He's gonna try to pull the same shit in New York. Nah, man. This looks like he got his money. He wants to sit on his ass and collect the money. That's what this looks like he wants to do. I understand mental illness is a tough business. But let me tell you something. When you see someone doing that, he just sitting there. He wants to collect money. He doesn't want to play. Because the time that this team needed him to play, he had to come up with a back injury. He couldn't play. You've been sitting out the entire season. How do you have back pain? Was it because you sat so goddamn much during the season? What were you doing? Were you trying to dig a girl's back out so bad you hurt your back? Come on, man. There's no excuse for you not to play. At least give this playing. At least give the Nets another body to throw out there to play against the Celtics. Because Jason Tatum was eating them brothers alive. Jaylen Brown was eating them brothers alive. Marcus Smart stepped to the point guard role after the Celtics went through Kyrie. They went through Kemba. And this guy steps up into the point guard position, who's been on the team for a couple of years now, and stabilized that whole offense and allowed Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to flourish and then lead to this victory against the Nets. Nixon takes some notes before they decide to trade for someone like Donovan Mitchell, or trade for Jalen Brunson, or trade for DeAndre Fox. You need to take that into account. Because I feel Emmanuel Quickley could be a better version of Marcus Smart for this Knicks. So as I begin to wrap up this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to do a pre-draft podcast with my cousins. One from my mother's side, one from my father's side of the fence. It didn't happen. However, if we have an opportunity after the draft and we're able to recap the draft, I hope to have both of them on the show. One of them you already know already, which is Prophecy. He was also been a guest, also the theme song artist on the podcast. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it with him and my cousin from my father's side of the fence, BK Ghost. That's his Instagram handle, you know. Hopefully, he'll be able to join me as well to put in two big Giant fans that are going up against the New York Jet fan on draft picks. I'll hope to have them on the show. If not, then it is what it is. We'll just do the recap and call and do it from there. On that note, I got a lot of episodes coming up in the future. I'm doing part two of Is it okay to have a best friend of the opposite sex while in the relationship. I'm going to have a part two with that. Hopefully, Miss Nadia is going to join me on that podcast as well as Joey G and Miss Riss also going to join us on that podcast as well. We're going to have a panel of people for part two. We just hope everybody can make it and do that. We're going to have that podcast for you next week possibly. And Women's Entrepreneur Series, stay tuned. It's coming. It's coming. Stay tuned. That's all I ask. And also, I'm going to have another podcast right after about recapping my visit to the Jacob Javits Center for the auto show. I got a lot of opinions about that auto show, which is great. Great opinions and the evolution of electrical cars right now that's happening right now. So on that note, it's your man Big Dom. I'm going to sign off on this podcast. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace.
Bring it down hard. Someday.
What are you doing?